Tahiru wa Torufa.
When we're all singing our favorite song, the sun will come out no matter what the wind blows, cause everybody's singing along, and life is so much better when friends sing together.
Kia ora and welcome to Mo Makes Music, coming to you from Mo's Treehouse on Mount Moyo in the Coromandel. And right now you're listening to Mo. Ko Moyo te maunga, ko Mo to koingua.
How's it going, Mo?
Who said that?
Me, Gilbert.
Mo can't see you, Gilbert. Where are you?
Oh, I'm right here. Oh, I mean, I know I'm not as tall as you, Mo, but I'm not that short, am I?
This is starting to freak Mo out.
Mo?
Yeah?
Have you got your eyes closed?
No. Wait. Yes. They were closed. Oh, I must have forgotten to open them today. What a dungy.
Well, I'm glad that's cleared up. But you've touched a raw nerve there, Mo.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. To be honest, I've always felt like I get overlooked because of my size. I guess that's why I'm always trying to impress everyone by being so nice all the time.
Okay.
Mo, I'm not sure you're taking this seriously enough. There is a very real chance that I might have... short gecko syndrome.
Oh, no! What's that?
It's a problem, that's what it is. And I need to do something about it.
Oh! Mo's musical guest is here.
Oh, who is it today?
Big L Ammo.
The Big L Ammo? Winner of 6 country music awards, including Most Depressing Song of the Year?
Yep.
Well, thanks for the sensitivity, Mo.
What?
Inviting Big L on the day I'm feeling insecure about my size? Take it, not easy, Mo.
Oh, boy. Come in.
Howdy.
Well, there you are. Hello down there. How are you?
I'm Big L Ammo.
Oh, well, excuse Mo for saying, but you're very, how tall are you?
8 inches. That's about 3 apples high. 3 delicious apples.
Oh, okay. So why are you called Big L?
My parents were even shorter.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, most sure a lot of your fans would like to ask you questions. Let's take some calls now. Kia ora, caller. You're speaking to Mo.
Hello. I've got a problem with my phone.
Mo's not sure how Mo can help. What's the problem?
Well, I put it on airplane mode and it flew away.
Oh. What are you calling Mo on?
Oh, good point. It's in my hand. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Sorry about that, Big L.
Uh-huh.
Let's try another call. Hello, caller. You're speaking to Mo.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to order a pizza for delivery, please.
Mo doesn't make pizza.
Dear? Look, will my pizza be long?
No, it'll be round.
Goodbye.
So, sorry, Big L, this isn't going very well.
That's all right.
Let's try one more call. Hello, caller, you're speaking to Mo.
Hello, Chelsea. Oh, I've got the best gossip. Gary left his hat at home the other day, and when he came back again, it had changed colour. I know, how does that even happen? I've never heard of it.
Excuse me, do you have a question for Big L?
Sorry, who is this?
It's Mo.
Mo, I don't know you. Mo, what are you doing listening in on my conversation, thank you?
You called Mo!
Not happy. Not happy at all. You're going to be in such trouble, mister. I'm going to tell Chelsea about this.
Okay, bye. Hello?
Hello, Chelsea? You'll never guess what just happened.
It's still Mo. Goodbye. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But you know what? Mo has a friend that Mo thinks you should meet. Hey, Gilbert!
Mo, before you say anything, I've invented a device which will make me grow to 5 times my current size.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
How tall will that make you?
5'5", or about 24 apples high.
Why does everyone measure in apples?
Now, let me just turn it on. There we are. And now I just push this button, pull this lever, and here we go. Oh, I can feel it working already. Oh, wait. What's happening?
Ooh.
I'm getting smaller.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I've pulled the lever the wrong way. Oh, Mo, I'm tiny. Oh, this is a disaster. I hope Big L doesn't see me like this.
You're looking fine to me.
Wait, I know that voice. Big L, is that you?
The very same. And friend, let me give you a nickel's worth of free advice.
What's a nickel?
5 cents.
Ooh, 5 cents of advice. This will be good.
Well, friend.
Just to be clear, this advice is free, right?
Yes, sir.
Then proceed.
Well, friend. It ain't so bad being small. In fact, it can be a blessing. And it just so happens I know a song about being small.
Hey, that's what I say.
Quiet, Frank. He's about to sing.
Righto.
Hit it, fellas. Hey, listen up, cowboys, cowgirls, and cow everybody else too. It's time I told you a story, and every word is true. This here's a tale of a pony who's just 6 inches high. They say his name is Tony, which I can verify. Yep, that's his name. Now Tony the tiny pony had a rather lofty goal. He wanted to deliver mail with all his heart and soul. So he tried to join the Pony Express, but much to his dismay, the other ponies voted and they all said nay. Tony is a pony, in case you haven't guessed, and Tony is so tiny as his name would suggest. But his size will never matter if he always does his best. I swear that ain't baloney, he's Tony the tiny pony. Then one day a tiny parcel arrived at the Pony Express with a mouse hole scribbled down as the delivery address. Those ponies had a problem with delivering that cheese, 'cause all of them were far too big, even on their knees. They couldn't even push the tiny doorbell with those big hooves. So the ponies called up Tony and they all apologized, and Tony did his very best to not sound too surprised. Next thing you know, young Tony had a tiny saddlebag and a long list of instructions, 'cause those ponies love to nag. Tony is a pony, in case you haven't guessed, and Tony is so tiny as his name would suggest. But his size will never matter if he always does his best. I swear that ain't baloney, he's Tony tiny pony. Let me hear you all clap your hands. Giddy up, Tony.
Giddy up, Tony.
The one and only.
He's not a pony.
Giddy up, Tony.
Giddy up, Tony.
Well, his size is nice and he's got more spice than pepperoni. He rode for days and nights, escaping certain doom. He jumped over a cotton reel and dodged a dusty broom. It felt like it took several weeks for him to reach the door, but the mouse was quite ungrateful and his manners rather poor. He didn't even say thank you. So Tony headed homeward feeling like he'd just been played, but he was soon delighted by a welcome home parade. The ponies all accepted him regardless of his height, 'cause Tony is the greatest, yeah, he is out of sight. Tony is a pony, in case you haven't guessed, and Tony is so tiny as his name would suggest. But his size will never matter if he always does his best. I swear that ain't baloney, Tony the tiny pony.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, that was amazing. Where did the band and backing singers come from?
What band and backing singers?
They're gone.
And I shall be going too, friends. So long, partners. Attaboy, Tony.
Now giddy up! Let's ride!
Whoa! Well, wasn't that edutaining? Did you learn something, Gilbert?
No time for thinking, Mo. I've got to get bigger. Right, time to fire up the machine again. Now I just push this button. Pull this lever. Right way this time.
Don't do it, Gilbert.
Relax, Mo. I'm just getting back to my normal size. And there we go. That's better.
Oh, phew. Mo's glad you learned it. Oh, wait a second. Why do you look a little taller than usual?
That, Mo, is called confidence.
Oh.
And hey, thanks, Mo.
Oh, no worries. It's not a big deal. Well, that's all the time we have for Mo Makes Music today. Until next time, ka kite anō.
Hey, Mo.
Oh, hey, Fern. What are you doing here?
Nothing much. This just seemed like a fun episode, so I just wanted to be in it.
Oh, fair enough.
I was in it, and I had 2 lines. Oh, wait, now 3 lines. That's 4 lines.
Hi, everyone.
Every time I say a line, it's another line. This could go on forever.
Mo Makes Music is a pop-up workshop production for RNZ Storytime, made possible by the RNZ New Zealand On Air Innovation Fund.